30.0 EDG 01120220261204 Audio. Why talk about lighting right away? A simple answer is why not? Another answer could be that in a space station, every element is important and interconnected. Currently, I'm trying to focus my efforts on a line I don't know, not the other way around. I won't elaborate further on this comment. I'll start with the tough part. Should the SSV corridors be constantly lit or not? This simple question has a direct impact on the portholes and the types of lighting in the station. On Earth, building designers take this into account in their thermal calculations. In the SSV, we're not on Earth, and decision-making is more complex. I'll tell you right now, I don't know. Yesterday, I had an idea for environmental monitoring that relates to safety. Is there anything in a space station that doesn't relate to safety? Finally, an answer of no. Let's get straight to the point. The corridors, as we see them, will not be habitable areas. This doesn't mean they will be empty. Air acts as a heat transfer medium and helps to even out heat distribution. Yes, they can be colder than the modules, but to what extent? The more I cool an environment, the greater the risk of condensation. By monitoring the condensation in the airlocks at a given humidity level, we are also indirectly monitoring the temperature, the lighting levels in passageways, potential leaks in the building envelope, emergencies that could be triggered by a flashlight, and so on. Yes, it is possible to add new elements that affect safety in a space station. In short, any anomalies in brightness can be detected by a sensor. This leads us to the design of the windows. Is one or more integrated sensors desirable for this space complex? I think so. And as usual, I cannot speak for NASA. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stephen Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This February 12, 2026.